and that it's looking for oxygen. And therefore, if you open your mouth, you provide a means for it to breathe, and then it will come up and strike. And therefore, if you want to kill it, just keep the mouth shut, and it will cut off the oxygen supply, the snake will go to sleep. Father.
I guess struggling with my own snakes. When I'm angry, it's already too late. And so the way I was trying to bring it out in terms of this is, it's the difficulty really lies not necessarily in putting a finger on whether somebody's angry unto murder or angry unto I'm going to cut you off in the freeway and tell you you're number one. It's getting at what is the deep cause of that. He said, once I'm at the temptation, all I can do is flee if I'm lucky.
Sure.
But digging down deeper is what is the real struggle. So I'd like to hear you, talk about that digging.
You know, Father George, that's a very good point. How do we keep the onset of certain passions from taking place? Sadly, I think with many of us, we can't. We're not spiritually developed enough. And we often only recognize anger once it's there. That often happens to me with my children. I'm in the house, and it's just, woof! Next thing I know, there it is. And then I have to beware and get rid of it. But the root of anger, of course, has its root in willfulness and a lack of faith. You know, much of anger, and you could put also under anger, frustration, it's born from the notion that when you confront something in your life, whatever you see isn't the way it should be. You want it, you think it should be some other way. This is not good for me, or it's not good for them. And what that really is at that moment is saying that I know better than the providence of God. Now we don't usually think out loud that way, but in fact that's what's happening on the internal side. So if we encourage people to embrace what's before them in humility and really believe earnestly, nothing comes to them. This is beautiful, especially if you say this to them in front of the icon of Christ, right? Our Savior's there with his hand, blessing. We can point right at that hand and make them look at that hand and tell them, nothing comes to your life without going through that hand first. First it goes through his hand and then comes to your life, even if it's a bad thing. And then you can embrace the bad thing as knowing that you don't know really what's best. Your Father knows what's best. And that helps kill anger and frustration. And then you can say, when you see frustration in you, you can say to yourself, do I know better? No, I don't know better. The Lord knows better. You can kill it by the affirmation of your faith, by expressing your faith. I don't want to miss this notion. All sins can be charted like this, from something that's happening on the inside to initial expressions that are harsh words, which can be treated, of course, maybe with just a word of counsel, to maybe some sort of initial violence, like lashing out. And of course, there's all sorts of degrees of lashing out. Someone could lash out and just cuff their kids on the back of the head, right? Which is pretty common when our people get impatient with their kids. They might just smack them on the back of the head. Well, that's one thing, right? It's another thing for a father to take his fist and punch his son right in the nose. That's much, much more serious. It's even more serious for him to take up some sort of lethal object or to, take a lamp and throw it at his wife, or to be driving and do something that could cause a very serious lethal accident, leading right up to murder. Being able to evaluate the nature of what's being confessed to you and put it on this continuum, of course, will inform us how do we heal it. Because something like this, of course, is going to not be able to be solved by a word of counsel. Just the word is not going to normally be able to solve such a thing like this. And something like this would not be appropriate to penance by removing someone from Holy Communion. We have to be able to make an evaluation and have knowledge of sin. Father.
Father Josiah, we just heard a wonderful presentation by Dr. Engelhardt on what St. Basil has told us about the use of medicine. And I have spent my whole pastoral and clinical career trying to unite psychology with spirituality. And this is such an example of how you can use, and I'm using medicine in the broadest sense to include psychological processes, because